Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And I know that last episode I promised that the audio quality of this episode would be much better, and surely enough it is, but it's not perfect. You will have to forgive me for this one again. I'm really sorry, because the mic, you know, the audio file of the interviewees was on an SD card, and that SD card broke. So you're gonna hear my voice a little more clearly than theirs, but there's still a lot to learn from these guys. We have a creative director, an entrepreneur, and then the other guy is a musician, a saxophonist. And these two are my friends, and I really like talking to them, and I hope you will enjoy listening to them. So here's the episode. Enjoy.
On stage one.
Yeah, okay, kita. Cool.
Nice shoes.
Thank you. Pauline picked it out.
Your wife?
My wife.
Your wife?
It's still weird to say that. You know, you're in the bank, and then you're cashing in a check. Meron to her account. Can you no account to sir? But dino kasama. Ah, asawa ko yan. Anyway.
Yeah, we don't know what that's like.
What's up, Paper Cup? Good morning. I know it's been a while. I'm here joined by Trey and Don.
What's up?
Two friends of mine. Well, actually, Don just became my friend just now. We're going to be doing a quick podcast episode because a lot of you guys have questions about passion, about starting your own career, about, you know, either you're in college or you're graduating or you've just graduated, and how are you going to adult, you know what I mean? How are you gonna earn money and love what you do that helps sustain you? So,
sure.
Trey is the CEO of Fresh Grad Online, which is really a digital marketing agency.
Yeah.
I am a fan of the way they do their graphic design. What's your IG?
Personal IG?
Both of them.
Okay, so Fresh Grad is at Fresh Grad Online.
Yeah.
And my personal one is at Trey Remulla. Okay, TREYREMULLA.
Trey.
Yes.
Yeah. With the trademark on it. Yes. Is it by your profile photo is illustrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the white.
Yeah. Good. What do you think?
Shout out to Senti Juke. Oh, she's actually an artist.
That's
on
so cool, talaga. All of us are like. Anyway, Don is a musician. He plays the saxophone. He also does music production. Sorry, Trey just found out
that
his podcasting, you know, partner is a saxophone.
I did
saxophonist.
I did.
He does music production. He dropped out of college twice, which is a story we'll get into. And now he studies in Meridian International College, or MINT, which is the new kids, like, art school, you know.
Yeah.
Kian went there.
Vibes.
Or yeah, it's an Urbina's now.
Oh, right.
The new campus.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Chandisita.
How is it? How does it look?
Honestly, I'm gonna be honest, it reminds me of Ben Hill. Not in a bad way, but I guess it's a bit more creative.
But it looks better than the old one.
It looks brighter. I wouldn't say it looks better each time.
At least brighter. But what
vibe.
What are they doing with the old space now?
It's senior high.
So
old space, senior high, new space, college.
Cool,
so
okay.
Separating the people because there's more.
Anyway, both of these guys run a podcast called Bente, which is two guys, you know, two 20-somethings trying to figure life out. At Bente Podcast, you can follow them on all the social media. Check them out on all the ways that you get your podcasts. They distribute everywhere. All right. call it a lousy episode if you want. You have every right to. My phone started vibrating and it kept going for 2 minutes. No kidding. I didn't think that maririnig siya sa mic, but apparently, you know, it transmitted through the wire or something like that. So I'm just gonna skip to when it stops, which is 2 minutes after. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
What else? Besides from studying, actually it takes up so much of my time, so I can't really say much. So I do.
What are you studying?
Studying music business management.
Music is MBM.
MBM, yeah. So, you know, learn about the music industry.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make music, but it's really more about what the music industry is.
For sure. And then how to market.
Yeah, how to market, whatever.
Yeah.
On the weekends, I'm a barista, so I work in this place called Need Coffee.
Need Coffee.
Like,
oh, where?
It's in BF.
It's in BF.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's in BF.
The mga south, just south things. Yeah,
so yeah, just a barista on the weekend.
You know.
Podcast every 2 weeks, you know.
I saw my episode with you. By the way, I'm gonna have an episode with them, so please check that out. And the rest of their episodes, I've listened to all of them that have come out thus far.
Yeah.
But you actually, I'm episode 6.
Yeah.
Wala, no?
Yes,
so you have
episode 6.
Episodes lined up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, that's
we weird. Like to plan. We like to plan. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes they don't go according to plan as well. But you know,
that's like, that's 220 something, so trying
to
figure that out.
We're trying to figure out
we really are.
Ganun din naman ako eh, like, I mean, my first podcasts, if you're like an OG paper cup talaga, they're like the ones that I recorded on my phone as voice memos for like 5 minutes lang. That's it.
That is, that's
yeah.
Crazy.
So, studying and barista and podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you play video games?
Used
to?
No? I used to
yeah.
play so much video.
What did you play, Ala?
I used to have a gaming PC, so I used to play a lot of like shooting games, like Battlefield, Call of Duty,
sure.
And then I used to spend a lot of time on, well now I spend a lot of time on Tekken. When I
nice.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Kind of.
Does Tekken have mains also?
Yeah.
Who's
so
your main?
I'm a King Min. It's the, the cat wrestler,
Okay. Like, I knew who King was, but then when he said he was a cat wrestler, it made him all the better.
Yeah,
yeah, the cat wrestler.
No, because in my profile, he's pink, so it's
okay.
Trying to be as cute as possible. But anyway,
that's right.
Yeah, I played Tekken, and then I'm kind of training for a tournament in school.
Oh,
you
cool.
are?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a tournament in MIMP.
Yeah, in MIMP.
Tournament.
You guys should get that. You guys, MIMP should get that.
My royalties land.
My royalties land. Make sure to mention.
Cool. I played a bit of Smash.
Oh, I used to play a lot of Smash.
On the Wii.
Oh.
And then
Wii.
I have it on my Switch now.
I used to play the Wii U and the Switch one.
Nice.
But I sold my Switch.
I stopped playing my Switch, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you finish Breath of the Wild at least?
I finished Breath of the Wild.
I was
all for it.
Yeah. No, yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't it. Like, I went to the States with, like, not playing, like, not having started the game yet. I went back home, and, like, I was even, like,
so what, because you're working a lot now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good segue. What do you do now? Why are you working a lot?
So, right now, I actually work at Fresh Grad. It's something that we started out last year. We do digital content, we do social media management. So it's basically everything that you need in a business. And a lot of our businesses are like mom and pop. That's the fun part about it. It's not necessarily these big brands yet, but then we enjoy working with these companies. Like we tried a pizza shop, a barber shop, and just a bunch of random stuff.
That's cool.
But then I feel like that process has allowed us to really see like where we want to go.
Yeah.
And then other than that, we also have a shop called Page 95.
Okay.
And then, so at Page 95, that's an apparel store.
How do we follow that on Instagram?
So FreshGrad is at FreshGrad Online, and then Page 95 is at Page 95, all words.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people our age who want to start something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start a t-shirt store, and they just either can't market it, they don't have the, you know, either the capability, or they just ask all their friends to like the page and then hope that word of mouth helps, you know, get the good design out. Although there is now Facebook targeted marketing, which you can do literally anything with, which is, but you know, that's, I guess it's a story for another time.
Yep.
But if you want to start a business, 2019 onwards is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
E-commerce.
Yeah.
2019 to 2022, in my opinion, that's the golden age in the Philippines for e-commerce. Like when you can start selling literally anything. Like I don't know, table no problem. Like table peg Velcro, you know, so that your table when you move it, it's not gonna And then you can make a lot of money out of that because you're just targeting the right people.
Yeah.
Facebook's algorithm can do that.
Have you tried going on like different Facebook groups for like different
pattern? Yeah, you know, best of the best. You know.
Yeah, I feel like people need to start looking into that more because like streetwear here kind of stuck it out.
Yeah, true. So. That's also why I feel like influencer marketing is not necessarily gonna die out, but it's a dying trend.
Yeah.
If you don't do something to cover your bases as an influencer, if you don't have a specific niche, if you're just serving the general public, yung general public na yan, like face, basta algorithmic marketing will be really better. So even me, like, I'm scared. So anyway, we can talk about that in question like 8. But how did you guys get into the creative space?
Oof.
You start.
So for me, I got into the creative space actually from people I met at church. So a lot of the people that I worked with actually have worked for agencies and they're just really good at their craft. So I started volunteering there and then they showed me the ropes, you know what I mean? They showed me a lot of these ins and outs, how to do this, how to do that. And actually they also showed me excellence. That's where I started my journey, I think. I believe. It's not just, I mean, sure, I learned how to play the guitar when I was younger, you know, and music and stuff like that. But it's really in that time where I was like, you know what, I like writing. I like writing. I like talking. I like visuals, graphics. What's the message? So for me, that's a bit of my training ground before I started working with other people. So that's definitely how I started.
Cool.
For me, my parents were never creative, like not in a regular sense. They're not artists in any way, they're not musicians in any way. So I never really grew up being influenced by my parents to be creative. But I was an only child for a while. So I used to watch a lot of movies, I used to watch a lot of Discovery Channel Cartoon Network. So that was the
I
thing.
Love it.
So that was the thing that kind of fed me creatively and allowed me to kind of have conversations with myself about what I was watching. And then so with that, I feel like I picked that up. Then eventually I entered an art school, which is Benilde. And then I was surrounded with so much art and creative people that I was able to take what I experienced as a child, devoid of any creative like influence from my parents, and kind of finally figure out how I'm gonna get everything I saw as a kid into the world. So creatively, I guess if you can compare Trey is a bit more on the design side, like he likes to do like social media, but I kind of lean more towards more fine art and films and making
Cool.
So I that the creatively
different worlds.
We're separated in that way. So regularly I go to like art galleries because my friends invited me. No, I don't paint. I like taking photos.
And you curate siguro yung mga art.
That's something I
want to
do in the future.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because it really takes a person with that eye and that mind. So much that, I mean, if you want to turn it into a business,
I don't think I can do that.
So to answer your question, I think what got me started was I was just surrounded by people who were thinking in the same way and that kind of triggered something in me that I can do something like that because of my own unique experience.
Cool. So my question for Trey, and then you can answer this or you can answer a variant of it, is what did you do to start to grow to get where you are now?
I'm
referring specifically to fresh grad and 95 page 95. What did you do to start? Because people are so scared of starting.
True.
And then for Don.
Yeah.
For Don, siguro, what did you do to start or what will you do to start? It depends on like what you have in mind.
I think one thing that I learned is that the first idea you have won't always work. I've had a few businesses, a few brands, a few projects that have quote-unquote failed in the public eye, or I didn't push through with it, or I put it on pause, or I stopped it. There were a lot, like there's quite a few. The people who know me kind of know that I put my eggs in a lot of baskets. But that's only because I know that all those eggs aren't gonna be good. So when you ask me like, what does it take? You just start it. Cause, and if it fails, it fails. That's fine. You move on. I've had a few companies, quote unquote companies, that have not worked out.
Mm.
And then this is the first one that I see is actually sustaining itself.
That's cool.
And that's a big thing for me.
How did you start getting clients?
We started getting clients. Actually, the first client we had was my partner's friend who owns a business.
Mm.
And then from there, it's just word of mouth.
Mm. Cool.
And online media.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of friends, actually. Like we started getting in touch with a lot of those kind of people that will say, oh, I know this person, they need social media marketing. So, okay, fine. Yeah. Or this person needs a website.
So you pitch to them.
Yes.
Practically, because I'm curious,
yes.
What were your first, second, and third steps? Everyone says, just start because you know you're scared.
That's a good question.
Did you design the logo? Did you get people?
Oh, okay. So, the first thing that I did, I came up with a name.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was yet. I just like, I want that name.
Mm.
So, it ended up becoming Fresh Grad Online. I was like, what is it?
Yeah.
From there, I thought about what I wanted to do. And then, I started a Facebook page. Instagram page.
Okay.
So, I didn't know what it was yet, but I started. I wanted to get an at. You know,
I get it.
Once I had that, I felt like I could move. And then from there on, graphic designs. In a way, I'm kind of pitching it to myself while I create it. Like, okay, does this work? Does this work?
Right.
Does this not work? And then after a while, I realized, okay, this works. Like, this pitch works. I can tell it to people. I can show people this portfolio.
That's cool.
So that's basically how I started out. And so my very first step, personally, was creating a name and making a logo. And it's not like that for everybody. But that's personally.
And then telling people.
And then telling people.
Because that's how you're gonna get the clients. Getting. Oh, done.
For me, I believe that the thing that you're meant to do for the rest of life, of your life, you've been doing it since you were a kid.
Mm.
You've been like, so if you're a creative, you've been creative since you were a kid. And I believe that I was. So, when in terms of starting, I started a long time ago, but people just don't know about it, and I'm okay with that feeling where people don't know. But I believe that people don't need to know that you've started something to start something. Just start it in a way that what makes you feel complete. Like if you like taking photos, take photos. You don't need to show it to anybody. And if you feel like you could capture something that deserves the attention of people, then that's when you start showing people. So you start, I believe that you start before, a long time before people even see what you've done.
I love that. Did you guys hear that? We live in such a social media age.
Exactly.
Like, so I want to start vlogging, but I'm so scared because when I publish it, baka people are enjoy mo ba? Ikaw mismo.
Yeah,
right.
Enjoy ko naman. Oh, edi wag my post.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make it for yourself.
True. I have so many songs, projects, photos, films that I haven't posted but then the act of creating such things makes me happy and complete, and that's at that point.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Like,
that's so philosophical. I think about this all the time.
Yeah.
We have to share something for it to be fulfilling. But a lot of us, I guess in living in the influencer space also, like the act of creating, even if you don't show it to anybody, show it to your best friend, show it to your mom, but like you don't need to show it to everyone for you to be fulfilled about it.
That's funny though, actually, because my philosophy is a bit different.
Okay, go ahead.
Mine is just create something, show your work.
Mm.
But it doesn't have to be to everyone, like you said, like it can be to your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
But show your work, get feedback. And then, you know, like that's how I roll with things.
Yeah.
And then.
Sobrang fine arts nga ng person.
Yeah. Because this fine arts, mine is like just chugging out content, that dies after 2 days.
I was watching this video from this great filmmaker, his name is Andrei Tarkovsky.
Mm.
So his whole thing about filmmaking, he believes that he's a poet through film. So he kind of creates poetry through film, and he sculpts time or whatnot. So anyway, and he there was this interview where he mentioned that he was questioning the purpose of art and the purpose of life.
Mm.
And so he mentioned that the purpose of life, the purpose of art, the first thing we should question is what's the purpose of life? And then he questioned that the purpose of life is to reach spiritual enrichment.
Mm.
So personal spiritual enrichment, and then art as a vehicle to get there. So in a way, creating for artists, creating something is fulfillment in itself to reach that. And then the bonus is you show it to someone else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I feel like I've listened to so many...
I know where both of you are coming from. I love it. I understand both of it.
Yeah, I've listened to so much music, but I feel like that person who's making that piece of music has created hundreds and hundreds of versions of that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's true.
But because it fulfills them, and then when it gets to the point where it's shown, that's where the artists feel that they deserve that thing to show.
Yeah.
Parang similar to if a tree falls in a forest.
Yeah.
There's no one
there
to
hear
it.
Yeah.
It still falls. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
It still falls.
Yeah.
And to you, it's like, who cares? You know, it fell or it didn't fall, I don't care.
I'm just gonna keep you.
Yeah.
Cool. Question 4: are you enjoying what you do?
What are you doing?
Supposedly, we would have just answered that just now.
I
love what I'm doing.
Okay.
I have to say, though, it's a bit tiring to be a creative.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Be creative. Like, or at least for me, because it comes from feeling, it comes from emotion, it comes from personal experience, kind of exposing myself in that way to something that's partially. To something that's partial, to something like music or film. It's just a part of me.
Yeah.
It's kind of tiring because, like, I want to be completely honest, but I don't want to be completely exposed. You know?
Right.
That's true.
Right.
For me, I'd say I love what I'm doing.
Mm.
It's just I haven't reached the point where it's financially stable.
No.
Like, starting companies, starting projects, it's a risk. And I'm gonna take all these risks while I live in my parents' house.
Of course.
Because that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And that's basically my philosophy. Like, I had to turn down jobs with okay offers, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of like finance and stuff. But I love what I'm doing in that sense. Uh-huh. And I know that the reward is greater long term.
Mm-hmm.
So I love what I'm doing.
That's great.
Yeah,
tsaka lahat naman ng business. First year, first 2 years, even 3 years. Diba? It takes a while to break even, but.
Yeah.
You know, the internet has sped things up so much. And so, I mean, you're gonna get there. Check out the demand is there. Do you feel like the demand for digital marketing is there?
I feel like it's there, but honestly, at this moment, I feel like the Philippine market's not ready for it.
Oh, then that's perfect. Because you're already poised to be there once the Philippine market is ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I should have done with TikTok, bro. I don't know if you on Twitter, parang around last year I was posting and TikTok is still a vibing. It's a vibrant industry right now.
Yeah.
But in the influencer space, the brands aren't in on it yet.
Mm.
The brands are not paying as much, allocating as much budget into TikTok yet. For them, it's still, how much is a YouTube, man?
Yeah.
Which still works, but bro, mark my words, July 2020,
oof.
TikTok is the thing. And there's all different categories now.
Mm.
You'll have inspirational TikToks, educational TikToks, but a lot of it will still be dancing and funny, right?
Yeah,
a lot of it
will
still be trends, but that's where people are gonna get their content mainly. Do you guys have TikTok?
I have a TikTok.
We have a bent at
Oh really?
Yeah,
we have one video on there.
Okay.
You know what? I find it so fun to be on TikTok. Like, it's for me. It's not really for me to market myself. It's just for me to have fun.
Yeah.
Right on the internet.
I haven't gotten like the time to like enjoy TikTok yet. Like, I scroll down a bit and I'm like, I don't get it yet.
They have a really good AI and really good algorithm, but you need to scroll for about 20 minutes first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it will measure the ones that you spent a lot of time on.
Yeah.
But you were saying, ano yun? I forgot what you were saying right before. I don't get it yet.
TikTok.
I don't know. Anyway, I was just thinking something about TikTok. Ah, no, yeah. You can be yourself on TikTok.
Super.
YouTube has turned into this place where you need to be poised. You need to have finesse. Like, hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
And
you can't just. That's why, Alex Gonzaga kind of disrupted the market. You'd think a celebrity or someone in that in that space would be a certain way, and then or Mimia also, diba? So TikTok is bringing people back to authenticity, and I think that's where people need to be.
I want to get your thoughts on authenticity. Actually, like, how important is it to be authentic on social media?
I would love to answer that in the Bente version of this podcast. So you better watch. You better listen to, to
right.
their podcast.
Right. I was thinking.
Note that down. Note that down. Because it flipped. Okay. So my camera only has a recording limit of 30. Let me just reset the recording. Alright, two things while we have an interlude. The first one, if you guys are interested, I have an Instagram, just in case you're not following me yet. That's where I post stuff about me and Pauline, but I have a new project coming along. I'm really liking the self-help genre of content, and I kind of want to put stuff out on my Instagram geared towards that genre. So if you like the topics that you're hearing us talk about on this episode, then you're probably gonna like what I'm about to start posting on my Instagram. Also, the second thing, if you have suggestions for my podcast or my content, yes, I am half lost. I don't really know, you know, how to package my content and what exactly people like to hear. That's why, I don't know, you'll notice lalo na sa podcast ko, which has a very small audience, that's where I'm experimenting, putting stuff out, even though they're not refined, at least it's content. Sana makatulong kahit papano. But you guys, the people who have, you know, the guts to listen to such obscure content and this long into the podcast, you are the ones who are interested, and you will know what you want to hear. So please email me, nate.punzalan@gmail.com. It would really help. Alright, back to the episode. Yeah.
Where did we leave
off? Do you guys want to talk about obstacles getting into the creative and entrepreneur
sure.
space?
Sure.
So, yeah.
Sounds.
I love it when they said sound stage, isn't it?
No, it's because I'm working with two different mics now. Anyway, so what were the obstacles getting into the creative space or the entrepreneur space? I mean,
should we talk about the podcast? The thing about podcasting, or at least what we saw, was at first it was just for fun. Like, we wanted to do this for fun.
Yeah.
It was like, the story was, our friend Gia was on our podcast. Was starting our podcast. She was talking about her podcast.
Yeah.
And then she left the table or whatever, and then Trey was like, I want to start a podcast.
Mm.
And then I said, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what's it going to be about? And then at the time, I was thinking about being a 20-something. Like, that's the whole idea.
Yep.
And so then we went to the whole, like, oh, we're 20-something, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then, so from there, so we recorded the first episode and whatnot. We recorded a couple of episodes.
Yeah,
we started Instagram or whatever. And then, a lot of our friends, or at least now, like, a lot of our friends tell us that they listen to the podcast. And it kind of feels weird when people say that they've listened to the podcast. And I'm like, really? Like, you guys? but I think it starts there. Like, it starts with friends. It starts with people wanting to hear what you want to say. And then kind of reaching their network. So kind of our whole thing right now is we're trying to reach different people and different networks and see how we can take whatever they can talk about and kind of translate the value that they see and explain it to other people. I feel like that's the job of a podcast. Like, you want to take the value of one person and explain it to a lot of people.
That's true. I think one of the obstacles that I see often in the creative space is that people want to make it perfect before releasing it.
Our first episode wasn't perfect.
It's not perfect.
That's fine. Nobody's first episode.
Yeah.
Is
perfect.
Yeah. First episode.
And the way that we did things, I really loved it because the rules were set between the two of us.
Yeah.
I do the social media mostly. I do most of the designs or uploading or like description, whatever, he does a lot of the
audio
editing, music. I think one obstacle that a lot of people have to overcome is, what's your role? Mm-hmm. What are you really doing there? A lot of people want to be creative for the sake of being creative.
Yeah.
But what are you contributing?
True.
To the project, to the company.
No, bro, I'm the idea guy. That makes a good idea.
Yeah, and then there's some people who are like, there's some people who just,
you're more, yeah.
Yeah, they want to be there. They want to be part of it, but they're not willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
Or they're not willing to sacrifice a part of their time, stuff like that.
It's okay. It's like doing drills for a sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring, it's tedious, sometimes it gets dirty. But dude, you gotta learn the software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to know how do you use the tools, you know?
Yeah. I wanna talk about actually what it takes to make a great podcast. Because I've been listening to so many different podcasts. And I feel like the job of a podcaster is to create moments that to chase them and to completely just take everything from that moment and turn it into audio, right? Like, on our podcast, we have so many questions, but they all get asked in different sequences.
True.
Like, because I feel like our job is to get the speaker just talking, and then to be so passionate or to be funny, and then they don't have to worry about what's going to go on.
Yeah.
And then, like, our job as the people handling the podcast is we want to take those moments.
Mm.
And then we want to get the best ones and arrange them in such a way where it makes sense. And then kind of and it's more of like curating an Instagram.
Curating, yeah.
Yeah, you're really curating ideas. You're getting those moments and turning them into entertainment.
Yeah. Have you ever faced burnout?
Me? Oh, we're actually just talking about that. I was like, I want to record an episode on burnout.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm not burned out of the podcast. It's a sort of release for me. I'm more burned out because of school, because it's school, because it's something that I don't like doing, but I'm doing anyway.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get burned out doing something like that.
Yeah. What do you do when you face that?
I like being alone. So
okay.
When it comes to trying to recover from burnout, I just shut off and then just like I. Trey knows this, like I don't reply, you know. And or at least most of the people that I work with, when they know that I'm burnt out, I just don't reply. And I won't be online for like a week. And then I'll just be back. Like, hey guys, what did I miss?
Yeah.
I think it's it's so easy to be burnt out in any field, but for us, cause we like to paint the picture that the creative field is bliss. That it's all fun. That we're having fun here. That you know we're doing what we love to do. And yes, we are doing what we love to do. But burnout is so real also. Because for example, let's say with Fresh Grad, I love doing what we do. I love layouts, graphic design, copywriting. But then after a while, I got so bored with it. Like you know, like those were there were days where I'm just like, why am I doing this?
Sabi nga nila, di ba, parang, if you love what you do, you'll never have to work another day in your life. That's
not
true, bro.
If you love what you do, you're gonna work even harder.
Yeah.
Because you wanna do that, right?
I love it, I love it.
If you love what you're doing, you're gonna work harder than anyone to do what you do.
Right? That's so good.
I feel like for everyone, the creative, non-creative, you have to accept that you will get burned out. And then it's the it's kind of accepting your death. But I don't know, it's accepting that sometimes you can't do everything. Sometimes you're not Superman.
I guess what matters is your response to it.
Yeah, your response and to kind of understand that wait, I need to take a step back and maybe this is good. If this is good for me because then I can kind of look at it from a place where I can approach it differently.
Yeah.
Like that's I feel like burnout is a good thing because it allows you to take a step back. It's your soul telling you need to stop and you need to like look at it in a different way.
That's a great perspective that one of the things you can do when you're burnt out is really look at your perspective.
Yeah, look at your perspective.
Yeah. You look at it from a drone shot, from a bird's eye view. Like, that was my good morning, Nate, for today. Like, you know, I was having a bad day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? This too shall pass. Like,
you
look at the big picture. Ay, oh, naman pala. Like, a month from now, I won't even be thinking about this. You know?
Yeah.
So, some things are bigger. Some things are like worth 6 months of recovery.
Yeah.
2 years of recovery, but.
Dude, but that's life.
We're 20 something. we're just a couple. You know, we're 320 something. Figure life out. When we're 50, what will that
matter? Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy how when you talk about, I know, when you talk about burnout. Honestly, for me, let's be honest. If you're burnt out. Because a lot of
stop lying to yourself.
If you're burnt out, just tell, like, tell people. Especially in the creative field, we like to say that, no, I know what I'm doing, and I'm not gonna show anyone that I'm dreading it for, you know, for that moment. But it's okay sometimes. Talk to the right people about it.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you know what you're doing, but are you having fun? You can manage it sometimes.
And you won't sometimes.
You won't sometimes.
How about other problems like parents getting in the way of your creative career or your dreams or finances? I know that's something you're trying to build. Something I've always been trying to build. Freaking influencerhood, like, which we'll talk about more in their episode.
Yes.
But I mean, just to give a background, it's I have several rackets. Like, I'm trying to build I'm making a new business card for myself. I'm calling it digital marketing consultant alang. Because a lot of my I get clients now that. Or people that ask me, like, oh, since you're an influencer, how am I supposed to advertise online? How am I supposed to? And it just so happens that because I'm in the space, like, I know how influencer marketing works.
Yeah.
And how sometimes it's freaking ineffective. And you just have to buy ads on Facebook, Instagram, Google. Ito lang, bro. You know, and then these consultations. And then, you know, a little bit of logo design here and there, brand design here and there. But right now, thank God it's working out. Like, I wouldn't have a wife, right? If not, Pauline, you're okay. but at the same time, right, 5 years from now, I kind of want to make something that has a name for itself. Like, have maybe that's a team of 10 people making something that's sustainable and a machine that I don't have to keep running to this racket,
Yeah.
So how is that for you, Naman?
When you're talking about finances, shout out to my parents.
Awesome.
You know, I'm still there, I'm still in their house, they still give me food. And it's a real blessing also. It's really hard sometimes because, of course, there's a bit of pressure to earn enough to live on my own already. It's funny, because a lot of parents here in the Philippines, they want their kid to stay as long as possible. My parents kind of gave me a deadline. Which is in 2 years from now? No, it's not like a deadly deadline.
Yeah, and it's not super far then. No.
Yeah.
Not super near.
Yeah, but they'll say like, in 2 years, like, do you want to move out? And I was like, yeah, I do. So I have that 2 years to really build up that.
Oh, dude, that's a lot of time. You'll be able to do a lot of those 2 years.
Thank you, man.
I feel it.
So when you talk about that part of it, definitely, I want to do that. I want to try like a bunch of things. And if they don't work out, they don't work out.
Yeah,
and I'll continue what works.
Any notes, Don?
But in terms of money, actually, the thing that I got from my parents is how to sell and how to build a business. That's the I think that's
cool.
The number one.
Yeah.
That's the talent that I got from them.
That's true. I get that.
Like, people don't know about this, but like, I sell stuff, and then like, you know, like money. I don't feel like money is a problem because I just know how to get it.
Nice.
And then, like, I
love it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've because my parents talk about it so much.
Yeah.
And they want to tell me what it's like. Like, I kind of like, I get it. Like, I know how to spend my money, how to save it, how to invest it, and then how to, you know. So I'm not really worrying about that aspect much because, like, one, I don't like to worry about it. And I've been blessed enough to have parents who have taught me how to go about it like properly. But I'm okay. It gives me a little bit of freedom to do the things that
I need. In that case, I'm thinking about a lot of the viewers and the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
E-commerce, selling, middle manning, flipping. Is a gold mine up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet is making it easier and easier.
Super.
The demand is so huge when you just market it well and
super,
you sell it well.
Super.
But people aren't doing it. people are tamad or people, you know, feel like they don't have what it takes. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us in our generation, you just need to do a little reading, a little listening, and a little mentorship maybe get someone who sells or middlemans and flips, and you'll be able to do it. What's one piece of advice you can give these guys?
When you're...
Maybe like a practical, like a real thing.
Huwag kang mahiya. Don't be shy or... Because that's the thing about sales. You're involving yourself in this idea or this product. And then you have to make the customer believe that you also believe in this product. Right. I mean, that's what... influencers do that.
Yeah.
So
that's right,
the point
right.
of marketing, right? Yeah. So when you're trying to flip something, when you're trying to sell something, again, you're reading about how what this
right.
thing is,
yeah.
I'm gonna, and then believe in the thing and believe in yourself that you can sell this. Because really, you have no excuse that you can't, because it's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like for people, I guess for people who are able to listen to this, if you're already able to listen to this, then you have the tools.
For sure.
True.
That's
yeah.
so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if
yeah.
you can access this on the internet, you have the internet. You can do whatever.
If you have that phone, use that phone.
Use that phone. Like, it doesn't matter how my phone is, half of the screen is broken. Right? But I can still earn money by just by like texting someone and say, hey, I need to do this, I need to do that. Like that's the great thing about being...
True. For me, it would be two things.
Go.
The first one is, don't be afraid to start small.
Mm.
A lot of people, they want to go out with a bang. They want to start and earn those thousands of followers.
So true.
People want to have the best product they can. And that's what stops a lot of people from starting. You know, they want to make it big. They want to have that buzz around their product, around their service. Don't be afraid to start small.
Or for me personally, I'll hold that thought. Like, I'm scared to start, let's say, selling t-shirts or selling something, like, or bracelets like this or whatever.
Yes.
Because yung patong ang liit.
Yeah.
Mm. Tapos, I'm afraid I won't be able to get the volume.
Right.
Like, oh, you're selling shirts now. So how much are you making? Like, I don't know, 100 pesos per shirt, tapos, like, selling 3 shirts a week. So, 300 pesos.
Yeah.
But kahit pa paano.
That's something.
You're building a skill.
That's,
you're
really
that's true.
Go ahead.
Number two would be no one to let go.
Mm.
That's something that I had to let go of a few projects and a few businesses. Because it doesn't work out. Like, maybe it's not the time for it.
No.
Maybe it's just not meant to be my moneymaker.
Mm.
But generally speaking, no one to let go, because sometimes there's something better out there for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another passion you have, or maybe there's another product that you're eyeing. That if the one right now is not working out, try something new.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try that.
And I guess in terms of creativity, you know, or creatively, if you're interested in something, you have an idea, for sure there's someone else in the world that has an idea. And the internet has made it easy for us to access or to look for like-minded people.
True.
So
that's true.
And I guess in sales or entrepreneurship or in anything, because of how easy it is there to find people, you can find communities that believe in the same thing that you want to believe in, right? If you, for example, like Apple, there's a big market for Apple, like people. So you can go to like a used iPhone Facebook group and flip iPhones. Like, that's so, like, it's easy, just go.
Another thing that, well,
yeah,
that's true. No, kasi marami sa mga our age who, in our generation, many of us are not like striving to get filthy rich. That might have been a dream of a different generation.
Yeah.
For us, we want
to
love what we do.
Yeah.
We want to impact the world with what we do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the research shows us. Our generation, we have all types of people in our generation. But our generation, on average, leans towards, you know, personal fulfillment and fulfillment to help the world or to help others. And, you know, if you need a breadwinner or a sustainability strategy, at least for now, while you do the thing that you love, selling stuff isn't a bad idea.
Yeah. Getting a part-time job or getting a full-time job.
Also that, yeah.
Like that's what it was for me for a while. Like, I dropped out. I was a barista. I was a full-time barista. So I was working at minimum wage, but it was something. It was, you know, like, of course I was living in my parents' house, but it allowed me to still live a lifestyle that I was kind of, and save up.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're gonna wash dishes, but if on the side you're doing what you love, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Call back to episode 3 of your podcast.
In case
yeah.
Everything
yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Galing. What was I gonna say? Anyway, last thing, no. I'm hungry because it's lunchtime. What are you guys craving for?
I told him. You should.
What? You Shikan ramen.
Ramen.
It's like Mendokoro.
Yes.
But there's Mendokoro here.
Yes.
They're the same company.
They're the same
company. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But pretty much. But yeah, nobody texted me before this saying I want Yushikan.
Because I was parking. it was like almost 10 and I was like, and Yushikan's about to open. So like, Yushikan for breakfast.
I'm
like,
rather than after.
You know what I crave every now and then? Real talk. This is not for the joke. Neon balls. Every now and then, I'm like, dude, I want some quick, you know.
I forgot to come out the neon.
Or no, egg waffle.
Egg waffle is the vanilla version.
Get
no, you guys, what does vanilla come with?
No,
quick.
No, in your cafeteria, you guys got something else.
Quakes.
No, that's not quick.
Sorry, I never.
Alright, we're gonna talk about quick for the next 10 minutes.
I never
we're
having
up the podcast here.
What?
Thank you guys for listening. Check out Bente Podcast. This is Trey. This is Don. Social media in the show notes and the description down below. See you at the Bente Podcast.
Solid.
Why are you still here? Why are you still listening? Okay, bye, for real. Why did you stay for the whole music track?